Russia invaded Ukraine more than a month ago. Faculty members at Western Illinois University are examining the ongoing conflict and providing context for what's happening through historical, religious, and political lenses. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was previously a KGB agent loyal to the idea of the Soviet Union. WIU history professor Richard Filipink says as a result, Putin considers the collapse of the USSR the greatest historical tragedy of the 20th century. Filipink says Putin has made it clear during his two decades in power that he intends to restore the Soviet Union.
In a very real sense, this is a bit of continuity with the originator of this idea in the 20th century, Joseph Stalin. In a very real sense, Vladimir Putin is sort of the dollar store version of Joseph Stalin.
Filipink says Ukraine and Russia have a long history. In just the past century, Ukraine declared independence from Russia toward the end of World War I. He says Stalin retook it by 1920, and in the 1930s, Stalin imposed a man-made famine in Ukraine, killing close to 4 million people. He says Stalin also declared Ukraine to be a myth and barred teaching Ukrainian history, language, and folk songs, and banned speaking about the famine he created. Filipink says Putin is using the same playbook, so it's not surprising he's attempting to destroy Ukraine and brutalize it in the process.
Attempting to eliminate the Ukraine and portray the Ukraine as unreal, as just another part of Russia. It was as false now as it was then.
Filipink says the weaponizing of history and disinformation are standard operating procedure for Putin and his ilk. Filipink and two other WIU faculty members talked about the Ukrainian crisis during a panel discussion. One of the other speakers is Betsy Perabo. She's a religious studies professor at Western. Perabo says it's common in the history of Christianity for religious and political leaders to claim that a war is divinely blessed. She says that's true even though Jesus was recorded as saying, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
We see Christians and their leaders behaving as if their own worldly kingdom is the one and only kingdom of God, that this kingdom must be defended or expanded by striking others or engaging in much more violent forms of fighting, and displaying an attitude towards their enemies that does not look anything like love.
And Perabo says the current leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, has justified the Russian invasion of Ukraine in religious terms.
In particular, he suggests that Russia is really fighting to overcome the immorality found in Ukraine to ensure the flourishing of true Christianity.
She says Kirill also claims the conflict is the result of the West's efforts to drum up tensions between Russians and Ukrainians. He has not claimed that the current conflict is a holy war, but Perabo says it's possible Russian leaders will try to connect the ideas of church, state, and war. Political science associate professor Greg Baldy called the Russian invasion of Ukraine one of the most significant events in Europe since the Cold War ended with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991.
The images that we've seen, armored columns, fleeing refugees, cities reduced to rubble by airstrikes, have shocked many. And I would say that for many of us, these were images that seemed to belong to a different time.
Baldy says Putin asserted on the eve of the invasion that Ukraine was not a real country, but rather a part of Russia. He says Putin also claimed Ukraine had allied itself with Russia's enemies to weaken Russia and bring about regime change. But Baldy says many observers feel the invasion is really about the threat Putin and his regime see from a democratized Ukraine that's allied to Western democracies.
In attacking a democratic Ukraine, he hopes not only to overthrow its government, but also convince other countries of the region that democracy is not a viable option in the long term for them.
Baldy says Russia also worked to weaken democracy in recent times by intervening in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and causing dissent and division in Europe during the 2016 Brexit referendum. He says Ukraine and Russia have belonged to a common political unit for much of the past four centuries, first in the Russian Empire and later in the Soviet Union. Ukraine gained independence in 1991 with the dissolution of the Soviet Union, but remained close with Russia. However, the impeachment of pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych in 2014 increased tensions. He was replaced with the more pro-European president, Petro Poroshenko, later that year, and in 2018 by current President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is also pro-West. Baldy says although the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened in February, fighting has been going on in a border region between the two countries for several years. Another Ukraine-related event is scheduled for next week. The Macomb Interfaith Alliance is planning a Pray for Peace vigil for Wednesday, April 6th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. in Chandler Park. In the event of inclement weather, the vigil will be held at the First Presbyterian Church on East Carroll Street. Rich Egger reporting.